Hello mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po sa ikasyam na putdalawang yugto ng Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Salamat pong muli sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig. Very exciting po ang ating yugto ngayon dahil po ang ating bisita ay walang iba kundi si Shane Ericks, isang Filipino musician, singer-songwriter, and international artist. She is known as the Filipino Karen Carpenter. And when you listen to her sing, you will know why. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo, ang ating pong calendar of events. The Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia Gala is on Friday, July 11th, 2025. Space is filling up quickly, so kung hindi pa kayo nakakabili ng ticket, please go to the Georgia Asian Times website at www.gasiantimes.com. Pangalawa po, sa July 26 at 6 p.m., mark your calendars for the Filipino-American Chamber of Commerce of Jacksonville, Florida's induction gala of its 2025 Board of Directors. This will be from 6 to 11 p.m. at the University of North Florida, Adam W. Herbert University Center, 12000 Alumni Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224. For tickets, please contact Nida Escobar at 904-251-5358. Sa Sabado po naman, August 9th from 5 p.m., ANCOP, and that's Answering the Cry of the Poor, will hold its talent show and food fiesta at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 319 Grayson Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. This vibrant evening will showcase exceptional talent and gourmet cuisine and also a time to enjoy dancing through the night. At kasabay po nito, same night, Saturday, August 9th from 5 p.m., ang Damayan Philam of Middle Georgia naman po will hold its 29th annual fiesta at the VFW 1011 Quarter Road, Warner Robins, Georgia, 31088. Tickets are at $45 and please contact any Damayan officers for tickets. Ako po ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Shane Ericks, Filipino musician, singer, songwriter, and international artist. Shane was born and raised in the Philippines. She joined her church choir at age 8, and her home was filled with music from the likes of Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Bee Gees, and the Carpenters. She performed on ASAP Natin To, or ASAP Natin To, special feature in the Philippines with Eric Santos, Angeline Moira, Inigo Pascual, and AJ Rafael. Her latest single, Kaibigan Lang, is Shane's first Tagalog language song and is available on all digital platforms. Shane Eric's viral video of the Carpenters' Top of the World has generated over 30 million views on social media. Love Me for What I Am has 4.1 million and Close to You at 3.5 million. She has performed across the USA, Canada, and Europe. Welcome, Shane. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for bringing pride to our motherland, the Philippines. It's an honor to be talking to you.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having me and I'm looking forward to our chat this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for being here, first of all, and waking up early on a Saturday morning with your busy schedule to chat with us. So first of
Absolutely.
All, please introduce yourself to our audience, what you are, and what you do.
Well, let's see. It's hard to top the amazing introduction you just did. I'm Shane Ericks. I'm a musician, singer, songwriter, originally from Bulacan, Philippines. And I moved here in America with my parents back in 2008. And I've been singing my whole life, been doing music seriously for a while now too. And it's been a great joy to be able to perform and do a lot of music projects, collaborating with really amazing artists, and just continue to put out projects that I love to do, covers and original music. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. I understand that you joined the church choir when you were 8 years old. How has your faith played a role in your music, and what other factors influenced your music?
Yeah, so I had a neighbor in the province. My parents or my family in the Philippines, they all love music, and they all play a lot of different variety of music. I'd wake up in the morning and they'd be blasting, you know, like BG, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, The Carpenters, all kinds of different genre. And so I'd sing along, and they also like to have me sing karaoke. And one time a neighbor came up to me and really encouraged me to join the choir. And so I was like, okay, why not, you know? Yeah, I was only like 8 years old, and I've always loved singing in the choir, and some of my best memories in the Philippines were heavily involved there at the church. And my early gigs as well were singing in weddings and some funerals too. And as a little girl, you know, earning 50-100 pesos at the time was really a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, and it was a huge deal then. I mean, if you get paid, start getting paid for what you do at church or outside your home.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. I would spend it on candies or something, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do that.
Please, and, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just, I guess, influences that was played a huge part, because it really helped me improve with my singing and really learned some technicalities when it comes to, you know, harmonizing with others and really appreciating all kinds of music as well. And it still plays a big part of me in my music and stuff, even to this day.
That's great to hear, because as they say, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So
that's true. I agree.
That's wonderful. So please tell us about your migration to the USA when you were 11, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. I was 11.
And what are the circumstances? You just came here because your parents migrated. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So my mom and my dad were already here in South Carolina. And, you know, we had to do all the process and everything. It took a little bit. And finally, she was able to bring me up here. And so, yeah, at the time, you know, I before then, all my friends and most of my family and relatives were in Bulacan. And it was a really hard adjustment for me. But over time, I eventually adapted and got more used to it here, more comfortable. But that was a really challenging time in my life. Didn't really speak English fluently. I was shy and didn't really have any friends. So my comfort and my friend was, you know, I was clinging a lot to music. Mm-hmm. And that's when a lot of times when I'd be sad, missing being back home in the Philippines, it really encouraged me to be more creative. So I started writing my own songs, kind of that became an outlet for me. It also that helped me make some new friends as well, because when some of my classmates couldn't connect with me, you know, like fully through language, they were able to connect with me. They knew that I could sing.
Yes.
And so music was a big connection for me, and to connect with others too here.
That's very true, because music and song is a universal language.
That's right. Yeah, I remember having classmates kept telling me I should join American Idol.
you should have.
So, yeah. later on, they did actually invite me for a private audition mm-hmm. back here in Charleston, South Carolina. So that was a good experience. But and I actually also joined The Voice when I was 13. And I made it through some stages of their different elimination rounds and the audition stage, but didn't make it super far. But I was super young then. I'm not a huge fan of singing competitions in general. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the extra pressure. But it was a really fun experience, and it was just a good challenge, too.
Right. And all those experiences really help you grow. So
yeah, that's right. I'm always nervous. People don't realize that, and they don't believe that I get nervous, but always nervous before getting up on stage. And I always worry that I'll forget something, chords, lyrics, or whatever. But once I'm on stage, I feel very comfortable. Like, I feel at home, and then it just, you know, the performer's mindset just kicks in. Like, this is where I want to be. I'm excited to sing. I'm excited to sing for fans. And
Yes, and watching your videos, I don't detect any kind of nervousness. It's all just so perfect and soothing. Speaking of YouTube, speaking of YouTube,
yeah, for sure.
You are a sensation on YouTube. Your virtual accomplishments are very impressive, with millions of viewership, like I mentioned earlier. How did you get started with YouTube?
Yeah, so when we were talking about when I first came here to America, music was definitely my outlet. And actually, that's not too long after I started writing songs. And you know, I've always wanted to get my music out there, and the best way at the time, and you know, YouTube wasn't really that sophisticated like so many other social media platforms like it is today. But YouTube was one of those outlets or social media platform, or not really a social media, but one of those video content platforms that that I use to upload music or upload videos. And at the time, you know, didn't really have super nice quality equipment like audio or video, but I just wanted to record and do a lot of film a lot of videos just to kind of get my music out there and share. So I really enjoyed that too, just the behind the scenes process of making video productions and learning a song, you know, on the guitar and singing and filming myself and editing. I've definitely learned a lot and hopefully improved along the way, and much better production now. But that's kind of how I started. Just wanted to share my stuff out there. And at the time, it wasn't as big. And, you know, back then this was 2009 or 2009 or 2008. And then until now. So my videos didn't really start to garner a lot of videos, really didn't go viral until 2016, I believe. It was like I was around I was in the college, and I've been uploading so many different music covers. I've been doing originals, and I've been doing like Adele's music, like newer stuff, and then also some classics. I guess when I was younger, you know, I thought those older music were kind of lame. Obviously, that's changed my views over time. I was missing it because I grew up listening to it. You know, my family would play it when I was younger, and I thought they were good, but it wasn't like inspired to sing it until I got older. My mom also passed away when I was only 13 years old.
I'm sorry to hear that. 2011.
Thank you. And so that definitely boosted my confidence. I wanted to make her proud, and that's also why I decided to pursue my dreams and keep making more content and be consistent.
Right.
So, I've joined some competitions, and I won some pretty big ones. It was definitely a dream come true. And that boosted my career a little bit. And then, not until late of 2016 or summer of the competition was called Global Pinoy Singing Idol. It was by DZMM and ABS-CBN. They flew me to Chicago, and they had different elimination rounds. It was I had to compete with singers from all over the world, like Hong Kong, Australia, United States. And after I won that, still couldn't believe that I did. But that definitely exposed me to a lot of new fans, new listeners. But it was not until the end of 2016 or summer of that when I covered the Carpenters' music. And at the time, you know, it was just like, you know, my family loves this kind of music. My mom loves listening to the Carpenters. And I just wanted to kind of pay a tribute and in honor of her. And then not really too long, maybe a day or two, it just blew up on the internet.
It went viral. So tell
absolutely.
Us. So tell us about your new song, Free, to be released on July 11th with the music and video to be released on July 18th.
Yeah, so we've been working on this, really proud of it. Actually wrote it in 2016, and it was after I broke up with one of my exes, and I was really inspired to write this one up. And it's just about, you know, breaking up from that, and just it's more so empowering and feeling that kind of I guess freedom after that breakup. And so anyways, I've had this original song for a while. I've been wanting to record it in the studio, and but we didn't have a lot of the opportunity until last year, when we had a good friend from Switzerland. She's produced a couple of my shows over there in Switzerland, and she was very generous, very kind, and very supportive, and she wanted to produce this song. So
that's great.
We're super blessed that she opened that up opportunity for us. So we've been recording, we've been filming the music video. So yeah, it'll be out on the 11th officially of next month. You can actually pre-order it next Friday, on the 27th of June this month, and then the music video will drop officially on the 18th next month as well. So yeah, I just want to also just say thank you to PhilAsia Media Entertainment, because they were the ones that really backed this up and sponsored this project.
That's great. So I'll look out for it, because we will drop the announcement in Usapang Pinoy Facebook page as well. So congratulations on all your accomplishments, and for this new song. You make us all so proud. My next question is, as a Filipino musician, singer, songwriter, what were your challenges and how did you overcome them?
First, thank you so much for plugging that into your audiences as well. I really appreciate that. That would be a huge help. Challenges, probably just trying to stay consistent and trying to stay creative. You know, I become more and more of a perfectionist sometimes, and that can hold me back, because instead of just uploading, I'm always worried about, like, and I'm sure that's a good thing. It's also good to try to give out the best, because I always want to deliver. So that's probably one of the challenges, is just trying to stay consistent and just putting out more and more, like, original stuff as well. Like, I do, I'm trying to write more lately.
Right.
Some new content and original music.
But it seems like your challenges are more personal, which you can overcome, because you're determined, based from your history and based from your accomplishments. Other artists have had different challenges, such as, racism from other, or not being accepted because, they're looked down to. So, but I'm glad that you don't have those kinds of challenges. So,
well, maybe not as a Filipina. I think a lot of people are actually very interested in that. I think maybe more so being a woman. I have had experienced that maybe earlier on. I would join into I would go up into some open mics locally, or I'd sing up a couple of songs. But sometimes maybe people don't take me as seriously at first.
Yes, yes.
And so when I get up on stage and I kind of do. And they're very impressed, you know, it's like they didn't expect that from me. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of nice to be able to kind of prove them, you know.
Right. Yeah. So from YouTube, where can listeners find the song and watch the videos?
So basically, yeah, the official music video will drop on YouTube. We may be considering dropping it on, releasing it on Facebook as well. We're worried about copyrights and all that, even though it's my own song, but
yes.
But definitely on YouTube and maybe possibly on Facebook too.
Great, great. I'll look out for that. So my last question is, what can you tell the young Filipino girls looking up to you, dreaming to become a singer or a songwriter in the future?
100%, just being consistent. Just put out what's raw, what's authentic to you, based on your experiences. and tune out the negative as much as possible. Keep focused and dedicated on what you believe in, on the grind. And there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but and also just try to learn as much as possible. For me, I learned to produce, edit on my own video, audio, and I really, really care about your craft, you know, and want to deliver well. But yeah, just don't give up. Keep pushing. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of things that will hold you back. But try to stay motivated and remember why you started in the first place, because you love what you love what you're doing, and do what you can to reach your goals.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. With that said, I will let you go, and I want to thank you for accommodating our interview despite your very busy schedule. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks again for having me. It was a great time chatting with you.
You're very welcome. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang mga huling yugto ng mga fan facts about the Philippines. These are the last four of our 27 fan facts. We started this in eight episodes ago. And you are welcome to go back and listen to the last eight episodes to hear about this fun facts. So ang 24th po, the Philippines is the home to the largest underground river located in Puerto Princesa Subterranean River National Park. Number 25, Filipinos cannot eat without rice. For almost 99% of the Philippine population, no meal is complete without rice, highlighting its central role in the Filipino cuisine. Ang pangatlo, number 26, Filipinos usually have to eat 3 to 4 meals a day, actually 5, breakfast, lunch, dinner, plus 2 merienda. That's the snack in the morning at 10 and at 3 o'clock. And lastly, for our non-Filipino friends, there are 3 main island groups in the Philippines, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. Luzon is the most populous and is home to the capital city of Manila. Yun lang po at sana'y nagustuhan po ninyo ang ating mga Filipino fan facts. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon.
Kami pa'y balabalakan. Many pa'y na